you just try to stay as close as you can. He's a great tight end, great receiving tight end. He's a huge guy, has a great catch radius. He has speed, he's strong. He's like and kind of like the prototype type of old school tight end with some great athleticism. So you just got to, you know, stick to your keys and fundamentals as much as you can.
You know, he's kind of like a J.J. Watt, I suppose. He's just so much bigger and stronger.
Yeah.
I mean, he plays that way too, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's a big presence on the field, and you definitely have to be ready for him.
Do you like his personality? I mean, as a guy with a lot of personality yourself, I mean, he seems to just have this swagger about him that's refreshing.
I do like his personality. He's true to himself. So, you know, whenever you can be true to yourself and be that successful, it's always a great thing.
Does it make him a better player?
Of course. You know, you don't have to fit or like act like something you aren't or try to be outside of yourself at all. So, you know, when you're able to be that natural, it also always makes you a better player.
How do you prepare for a guy in Tom Brady that's so smart?
I mean, you just got to you worry about yourself more than you worry about Tom Brady and the Patriots. You know, they have all of these great schemes. I mean, it's a fantastic coach, you know, one of the best ever walked this earth we have. So you have to be more focused on yourself. You can't get caught up too much in the game that he plays because, I mean, he has a good track record of winning them.
It's only week three, but it's the defending Super Bowl champs. Yeah. Does it matter?
I mean, the next game always matters. It definitely always matters. The next game is always the best, the most important game. But, you know, to have, a win like the Patriots in your pocket at the end of the year, definitely more valuable than another team.